The Jared Dillian Show.
I'm Jared Dillian. This is the Jared Dillian Show. If you want to call to talk about your money, please call 844-305-7800. That's 844-305-7800. This is the Jared Dillian Show, and I do recommend you call because you're running out of time. You never know how long a good thing is going to last. Anyway, I love economic illiteracy. I love it when people just say dumb stuff, okay? So this happened a couple of months ago. Geneva, Switzerland, and I've been to Geneva, okay? Geneva's pretty amazing. I mean, what was I doing there? I was going to a bank. It was the Rothschilds Bank. I was going to the Rothschilds Bank. They were a client of Lehman Brothers, so I was visiting them there. You know, it's funny. You're on Lake Geneva, and there's all these banks around the lake, but they don't look like banks. They're not big, tall skyscrapers. They're like these ornate houses, and those are the banks. So I go in this building, and it's like a house, and they have a trading desk, and it was very cool. But when you're in Geneva, you get the impression that this is the richest city on earth. There are trillions of dollars in Geneva. And a lot of it is oil money. There's actually signs in Arabic. There's a lot of oil money there. It's a very interesting place. Anyway, they raised the minimum wage in Geneva to $25 an hour, right? So you have these idiots in the United States saying, well, Geneva has a $25 an hour minimum wage. We should have a $25 an hour minimum wage. Okay, let's unpack this for a second. So Geneva's minimum wage, if you applied it to the United States, adjusted for the cost of living, it would be about $12 an hour in the United States, would be a comparable minimum wage. By the way, a minimum wage, a $25 minimum wage is about $50,000 a year, right? $50,000 a year, which is a pretty comfortable living. You know what I mean? Like, it's really like, I mean, is that the standard? What's the name of the guy? There's a guy that has a company, Dan something or other. I can't remember his name, but he has a company. It's like a software company or something like that. But he set a minimum wage in his company of $70,000 a year. He says nobody should be forced to live on less than $70,000 a year. And it's a huge mess. But this guy has like massive amounts of Twitter followers. He has a huge following. So I saw a YouTube video. This was about a year ago. It was an old YouTube video of Elizabeth Warren at a Senate committee hearing. And she was arguing for a $40 an hour minimum wage. Okay, so let's talk about this. If we can pass a law and increase prosperity, if we can make everybody richer by the stroke of a pen, just pass a law, everybody gets rich. Why don't we do it? Right? Like if we say, okay, we now have a $10,000 an hour minimum wage, everybody is rich. Okay. And so then, you know, you have these people that say, well, that's a straw man argument. I'm like, no, it's actually not. It's not. It's like, it's a legitimate point. You know, I mean, just think if you had a $10,000 an hour minimum wage, you wouldn't be able to hire anybody and you would do all the work yourself, you know? So there was actually this was about 5 years ago when Seattle passed its $16 an hour minimum wage within the city. There's an economist named Mark Perry from Flint, Michigan. He's at the University of Michigan. And he did a study on Seattle restaurants, and he found that employment went down. I mean, it's a very simple calculation, right? You can have three people working at $10 an hour, or you can have two people working at $15 an hour. It works out to the same amount. So then what people say is, well, just pay them $15 an hour and hire three people and take it out of your profits, you greedy bastard. But yeah, then you have to have a conversation about the role of profits in society, right? I mean, think about this. If I had a restaurant, okay, and restaurants generally are not very profitable businesses. But let's say I had a restaurant and I was, you know, I owned the restaurant and I was making $200,000 a year at the restaurant, right? And let's say you passed a law that I had to pay people $15 an hour, but I couldn't fire anybody. I had to keep them all employed. Okay. So basically that would cut into the profits. And now instead of making $200,000, I'd be making $100,000. You would stop owning the restaurant. You would sell it. You would quit because your time is worth $200,000 a year, not $100,000 a year. I'm Jared Dillian. This is the Jared Dillian Show. We're talking about the minimum wage. If you want to call to talk about your money or the minimum wage, the number is 844-305-7800. That's 844-305-7800. The minimum wage kills jobs, okay? Now, it is very low right now. Let's have a discussion about this. It's very interesting. So the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. There's been a bunch of states that have raised their minimum wage above that, probably about 25 or 30 states. So there's not that many states where it's $7.25 an hour. South Carolina, it's $7.25 an hour. $7.25 an hour is not that much, okay? But the percentage of people that actually get paid it's like 2% of workers actually make the minimum wage. Okay. One of the things the minimum wage does is that it kills unskilled labor, which is mostly young people. You can't hire someone completely unskilled at $15 an hour. So it makes it really hard for young people to get a job. To answer your question, yes, I've had jobs where I've not made a lot of money. I've actually never had a job where I've made the minimum wage. I never have. Back in 1991, I had a summer job. I was working as like construction and grounds crew at this summer concert series. And I was getting paid like $7 an hour. And this is when the minimum wage was like $3 an hour. So I've never actually made the minimum wage, you know. But $7 an hour back in 1991, I put gas in my car. And that was the only time in my life that I was paid an hourly wage. Then I was in the military and I got a salary and it was pretty small to start. So a lot of people would like to see their wages go up. Would it make you feel better if your wages went up if one of your coworkers lost their job as a direct result? So here's the politics of the situation. And I find the politics fascinating, absolutely fascinating, right? And I just spent the last 10 minutes ripping on the minimum wage, okay? Nonetheless, I think we should raise the minimum wage. Why? It is because of my cynical outlook on human nature, right? Because people are stupid. 90% of people don't understand the math behind this. They don't understand that people will lose their jobs if they raise the minimum wage. So here's the politics. The Republicans say no minimum wage hike ever. Never raise the minimum wage. The Democrats say, let's raise it to $15 an hour. Very simple solution here. You know, and the CBO has done a lot of work on this. If you raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour, then there's only about, it's less than a million jobs that are lost. If you raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, then 3 million jobs are lost. So for the Republicans to concede on this and just say, look, let's meet in the middle, let's make it $10 an hour, and then index it for inflation going forward. That's the best way to do it. The last time we raised the minimum wage was in 2008, so it's been 13 years. We've had some inflation. Why don't we just index it to inflation and then we don't have to have these arguments every 15 years? Makes sense to me. So, I mean, I'm in favor of raising the minimum wage to $10 an hour because I think a minimum wage is a permanent feature of our economy. Now, having said all of this is moot. It doesn't matter anymore because we've de facto raised the minimum wage through the stimulus checks and the unemployment benefits, okay? Because what we've done is now people are getting paid not to work. They were getting paid a couple thousand bucks of stimulus checks. So they're like, you know, I'm not going to come back to work for a minimum wage job because I'm making more than that staying home. So what we've effectively done through the stimulus checks is we've raised the minimum wage without actually passing a law. There's really not too many jobs anymore that pay less than $15 an hour. We got our $15 an hour minimum wage. I mean, if we actually had a minimum wage hike now, it would just be anticlimax. We've already done it. You know, so and that's the part that people really don't appreciate. You know, people talk about inflation. They talk about, you know, lumber prices going up and, you know, meat prices going up and stuff like that. Really, what's happening at the core of this is that we've had this wage inflation. Okay. And here's something I saw the other day, which is mind blowing. This is kind of off topic, but it's mind blowing. The Social Security Administration is expected to raise Social Security payments by 6.1% this year to account for the cost of living increase, to account for inflation, right? And now we get back into the 1970s. You know, back in the 1970s, we had this thing called the wage price spiral, right? So prices would go up, so we'd raise wages and people would have more money to spend. So they'd spend that money and prices would go up and we'd raise wages again. This is how you get into an inflationary cycle. And we started it during the pandemic. We started it with, you know, and it's going to be interesting because the enhanced unemployment benefits run out in September. In South Carolina, they've already run out. You know, Henry McMaster passed a law and said, okay, as of July, the unemployment benefits run out. You have to go back to work. But it's going to be interesting to see if they extend these things. There's going to be some people that want to do it. Anyway, that is what I have to say about that. We're going to be back in a second to talk about how to handle success. I'm Jared Dillian. This is The Jared Dillian Show.
Jared Dillian. Own your money. Own your life.